Good afternoon. I will now call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:32 p.m. on Thursday, April 13th, 2022. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum today. Present today is Vice Chair David Wilson, Senator Rob Myers, and myself, Chair James Kaufman. I see no other legislators in the audience. Our LIO moderator today is Lisa Denny and Julian Singh from Records. Our Transportation Committee remains, as always, Emma Torkelson. At this time, I would like to remind everyone to silence or turn off your cell phones. So today we will be considering Senate Bill 123 relating to commercial driver's license, introduced as a Senate Transportation Committee bill. This is the second hearing of this bill. We set an amendment deadline for noon today, but did not receive any amendments, so it is my intention to resolve any final questions from committee members, take public testimony, and then look to the will of the committee. So, to begin with, are there any questions from committee members? And so, none noted, but I'll say, note that in addition to staff, we also have Joey Crum from Northern Industrial Trucking, Director Schmitz from the DMV, and Joe Michelle online from the Alaska Trucking Association. So we have lifelines if there are any questions. Seeing no further questions, we'll now move on to public testimony. I will now open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Yes, sir. Please approach and put yourself on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Don Etheridge. I'm here on behalf of the Alaska AFL-CIO, and I want to speak in support of this piece of legislation. We have been working with the federal apprenticeship programs, trying to ease up the requirements for the driver's license due to the fact that they're so hard to get out in rural areas. And with a lot of the work that's going to be happening in the rural areas, we're trying to get more trained personnel out there in that area so that they can have some of these jobs. And this is a great step in that direction. And the concern that I heard the other day was that we don't want to put somebody in behind the wheel that we don't feel competent for. By the time you get done with the training and the testing and everything, you are definitely competent to be on that road. So, been there, done that, gave up my license last year. So, and then thank you for the consideration.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions from the committee? None noted. Thank you for your testimony today, Mr. Etheridge. We also, I believe, have online, we have Tetiana Robbins with the Ukraine Relief Program. Ms. Robbins, would you please put yourself on the record?
Hello, thank you, Senator Kaufman and members of the Transportation Committee. I'm here to urge your support for SB 123. My name is Tatiana Robbins again, and I'm CEO and one of the founders of Ukraine Relief Program. Our program, since last May, brought over 1,000 Ukrainians here to Alaska for safety. They simply came here to stay alive. We have a large number of families in Anchorage. Quite a bit of, probably about 30% of arrivals in Matsu area, and another 30% in Delta Junction, Fairbanks, and the rest of the community then in Dutch Harbor, Kodiak, Ketchikan, Juneau, and all kind of corners of Alaska. So since we brought a lot of Ukrainians to safety and found them housing, found them, funds for their household needs and everything they immediate things they need, we are in the most important phase of our service is employment. And I am immigrant myself. I came to Anchorage 20 years ago, and I strongly believe that the best way for you to be productive and find a friend and be a part of the community is finding a job. As we were evaluating professional skills of the people who arrived and demographic, we have about, our demographics is, 18 to 44 working adults. And we discovered that quite a majority of them already have experience driving heavy equipment and the buses, private and public buses. And quite a bit of them had CPCs in Europe and Ukraine. We were very excited, and especially since we learned that our state have about 500 positions available for people who might hold CDL. But for our disappointment, we discovered that our people have to wait for a year before they can apply for CDL, which is kind of hard because they still have to feed their families and take care of their, you know, children and themselves. So, you know, if they will have to wait for a year, they're going to be driven to a different industry. And on top of it, since we learned that Alaska is not in sync with federal requirements, the other states offering CDL, you can get it right away. You can apply for CDL right away. So I really worry that we're going to lose very good professionals, you know, really good people to a different state where we really need of people with CDL licenses. And I also would like to point out that these people came here just with the two suitcases. They had to jump and run for safety. They left everything behind. And their professional skills are very important to them because that will provide for their families. And they really would like to work in their chosen field and, you know, move to some kind of a different industry. So I really believe that passage of SB 123 will help Alaska to fulfill all of those needed vacancies. And on top of it, we would be able to help some of the Ukrainian refugees who will make Alaska their home and they live in a different part of the state and to be productive and help to grow our state. Thank you for your time, and I will, if you have any questions, I will be happy to answer.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Do we have any questions? No questions here, so thank you for your testimony, Ms. Robbins. We appreciate it. At this time, I see no other, no one else in the waiting room, and so I will close public testimony. So are there any questions from the committee members? Senator Myers?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So not so much a question, just a comment on the bill. So I'm in a little bit of an interesting spot with this one since obviously this is my profession outside of this place, but it's been a while since I went through my training. And so when I saw the bill being brought forward, my question with the bill effectively was not, you know, what are the problems with it? I didn't see any problems with it, you know, either legally or operationally. But my question, I guess, was basically, is this actually going to do us some good? Is this going to help us? Or are there so many other barriers in terms of training a CDL driver that, you know, this won't really change anything? But I just want to say that I'm happy to hear from both the invited and the public testimony we've had the last couple of meetings. That it sounds like this bill actually is going to help us with training truck drivers. I know that there's a very significant need going on right now. We're seeing an increased need for truck drivers in construction, in the oil fields, in mining, the support for all of those industries. And so I'm just happy to see that we've got this bill that's going to remove a significant barrier and help get some people put to work.
Thank you. Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I just want to appreciate this bill coming forth. I think it was a really good bill, and was semi easy.
Yep. Yeah, we didn't turn it into a long haul, did we? So, well, seeing and hearing no further questions, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this bill. Senator Myers, do you have a motion?
I do, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 123, version 33-Lima-Sierra-0721/Alpha from committee with the attached individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note.
So, any objections? Seeing none, Senate Bill 123 moves from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. Any final questions or comments from the committee members? None noted. So in wrap-up, thank you, committee members, for being here, for your attention today. Thank you also as well to our testifiers and the records and other LIO support staff who helped make everything run on time here. We sure appreciate it. With that, this meeting is now adjourned at 1:43 p.m.